Welcome to the New Reality Show, where you can call in live for laser coaching and engage in Q&A with Drs. Art Emmerich and Christina Winzi. Discover how to master the power of your mind, body, and spiritual energies. Get empowered to create your new reality for more happiness, well-being, and success. Well, hi there, everybody. Very excited tonight because we have a very special guest. Dr. Art is in the process of traveling and visiting friends, so he will not be with us tonight, but I will be joined by a wonderful person that's going to have some great information to share with you, and we hope that you will definitely still call in. She has a lot to share. I just wanted to remind you, you may be new to the show, so you may not have watched any of the previous shows. Dr. Art Emmerich is an eminent and very accomplished hypnotherapist and an NLP practitioner, a coach. I am also, and you can read our bios in the on the show page. So I won't go too much into each of us, but the reason that we created this show is really what's most important, and that is because we want to bring to you solutions for stress, PTSD, self-confidence issues. It runs the gamut of how can we help and empower people. And what you're seeing on the screen is a free technique that I offer to people that if you go to this this link, and if you can't remember the link or can't write it down in time, you can simply email me at contactnrshow, that's new reality, contactnrshow@gmail.com. And what this is a series of videos and a manual that will teach you what I talked about last week, which is called Emotional Freedom Technique. And Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT, is a way for you to reduce stress, to reduce upsetting emotions, to even, you know, traumas, even physical pain. There are many uses for EFT, and basically it is a way of doing acupuncture, only it's acupressure, tapping on your meridian points. So we talk here about anything from mental, physical, spiritual. This is a show about the holistic you and how you can maximize your well-being in every area of your life. So to call in, I just want to say, you know, you can call in to ask me questions. And when you hear our wonderful guest, you will want to call in and ask her questions as well. You would dial toll-free 1-888-627-6008. And the phone lines will be open a little later in the show. First, we're going to talk to my guest, Melissa Rodriguez. And if you're outside the U.S., though, please dial 1-323-744-4831. And that's for all of you in other parts of the world. So let me, I did want to thank our subscribers. I wanted to say on our show page, you have the opportunity to subscribe to our show. And it's basically out of the goodness of your heart to support us in doing the work that we so deeply love, which is to help people. You know, we wanted to find out how can we help more people more of the time. And this show is kind of the brainchild of that. So if you feel to subscribe to the show, there are different levels. It can be as little as $2.99 a month. So we deeply appreciate our subscribers that have already created a subscription and anybody that feels it tonight. Okay, without further ado, let me talk about our wonderful guest. Her name is Melissa Rodriguez, and you're in for a real treat. Melissa Rodriguez went on a journey of passion for self-discovery, personal growth, and overcoming early childhood and adulthood challenges. That began the search for being whole, happy, and successful. Today, Melissa is an author, a wealth practitioner, and even more specifically, a practitioner of the law of attraction. She helps literally thousands of people, having grown an amazing 184,000 member Facebook group called The Law of Attraction and The Secret. And that's a story in itself. Melissa says, I finally asked the right question, what can I do to change my life? Which, she says, is the key that opened the door for her to understand what had happened, why it happened, and what she could do about it now. So if you've ever asked yourself why things are the way they are in your life, and you are praying for the way you too can become the best version of you, the most abundant version of you, listen in as I talk to the wonderful Melissa Rodriguez. So Don, please, thank you. Hi, Melissa.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Christina Winsey.
It's such a treat. And I'm just, you know, there's so much to your story, and I know how much you love to help people. You are just really one of those people that exudes love, compassion, and it's just a pleasure. So I have some questions for you, and then probably we're going to be able to get into all kinds of discussions about the things that you know and the things that you do to help people. So can I fire away?
Absolutely.
Okay. So why don't you tell us something about your life experience before you discovered the law of attraction?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I definitely look at my life as life before discovering the teachings and life after, because it's so totally different. Before learning about the teachings, I was really struggling with so much negative thoughts and focus. Negative thoughts about myself, negative thoughts about life in general. You've heard the expression, waiting for the other shoe to drop, or when it rains, it pours. That was kind of the description of life before the teachings. You know, there was a lot of things that happened, a lot of fear. Fear was like a repeating cycle and pattern in my life. And so much insecurity, a complete lack of self-worth and value, which I didn't realize at the time that's what was going on. But it definitely affected my experiences of life. I felt it manifested in a way of anxiety, fear, worry. I don't know if anyone listening has ever experienced where it feels like you're having a million thoughts at once, but that's kind of what it felt like all the time. So, a lot of inner turmoil and struggle. I'm feeling just really negative inside, really down on myself, and a lot of situations and circumstances that I won't go into all the sordid details, you know, of the stories of things that happened, but really broken relationships, unhealthy relationships, and a lot of heartbreak and pain, right? So it definitely was a lot of different situations and a lot going on around me that really felt it just, there was just such a heaviness. And I just kept asking why. Why is this happening? Why is that happening now? And that was kind of my focus without realizing it at the time. I just kept focusing on why and wondering what bad thing was going to happen next, really. So almost anticipating and expecting something bad to happen.
Hmm. Wow. And, you know, I respect your privacy for not necessarily sharing the details. And that being said, if during the conversation as we go, something specific pops up, because what I believe is that people really are hungry for relating to similar things. experiences of other people and knowing that those people actually healed themselves. And so, you know, it sounds like there were this variety of experiences that just spanned a gamut, actually, for you. So, yeah. Yeah. And
my childhood was a lot of fear, a lot of fear ingrained. And I ended up repeating living in that cycle of fear. And I was in a very unhealthy relationship. You know, a lot of bad things happening in that relationship. And if anyone listening has ever experienced, you know, feeling like they're in a relationship where they feel like they know it's not right for them and they're not happy and things are happening that shouldn't be happening. You know, I saw so many women around me that were in unhealthy relationships and lifestyles for 10, 20, 30 years. And I remember looking at them wondering, why don't they just leave or why don't they change this situation they're dealing with and make a different choice? And I think sometimes when you're so stuck in the negative situation or circumstance you're in, whether it's a relationship or anything else, you can, it's hard to see a way out, right? It's hard to even imagine that you could live a different way. And when you're focused on the bad that's happening and the bad situations that you're experiencing, you know, it really affects how you're feeling inside. And, you know, I was definitely depressed. I was full of anxiety and fear, and I couldn't see a way out of the situations. And there was a lot of traumatic situations that happened in my life and in my close friends and family's lives right around me. So, you know, it was a lot of heartache and pain, and my head was spinning. I just knew it wasn't the life I had dreamed of living, you know? And there was a point, my father passed suddenly, very unexpectedly. He was 49. And so at a very young age, and I was in my late 20s, early 30s. And I just remember thinking, you know, I was definitely in shock, and it was such a painful time. And soon after, I really reflected on the life I was living and what had been my life story up until that point. And I knew something needed to change. I knew in that moment, you know, it was weeks after losing my father, that this wasn't the rest of my story. And that I needed to make changes. I needed to figure out how to change my life. And there was one night I walked into the dining room. I'd been waitressing for years, and people were chatting and laughing and talking, and it was like time stood still. The noise faded to the background as I was just watching everyone with all this heartache, like so heavy, right? And I thought to myself, what is it they know that I don't? What do they have that I don't? And from there, I really asked myself that question, what can I do to change my life? And those questions, you know, asking a different question can really change everything. And I went on a quest to discover the answers to those questions. I stopped going out and hanging out with people and started going to the library, stayed at home reading a lot of books, and really just searched for the answer, because this was before the internet and, you know, social media, so you couldn't just Google it.
And yeah.
So I was just like drawn to the right books because I had asked the right question. And what a difference that made. Just changing the questions I was asking The other thing is, I realized so many around me never even stopped to consider that their life could be different. And that's a big thing. If there are situations and circumstances and anyone's dealing with tough times and struggles, imagine just being able to imagine that there could be a better way and a better way of existing and experiencing life, and asking those different questions. And I found the answers in so many different books that I read. I began to study well-being, and from there began my journey of self-discovery, and really that just changed everything.
It sounds like it. And you already covered how did this change your life. I have a series of questions and you're already answering them, which is great. Can you give some insight to someone? You talked about this, and this is very true. When people are almost hypnotized in the situation, and first of all, they may not even believe that they deserve something better, but they may not even have the ability to imagine something better, as you said. And then it takes the courage to go out and make the something better happen. And often that is fraught with threats by people who are controlling or fear of rocking the boat. This is very typical of dysfunctional families. When I deal with people with addictions, this is very typical where, but if I change, they're not going to understand. And, if you can give some insight into how someone else who is hypnotized by this oppressive type of unhappiness, how they might make some changes that are simple. And by the way, folks, if you have questions for Melissa, the phone lines are open. We're here to help you. So you'll see on your screen, if you're not on the watching, you might be listening. So you can dial toll free 888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S., call 1-323-744-4831. Okay, so tips for someone.
Yeah, so my journey started out with looking for the answers of how to be happy. And I think that, through that process, I discovered healing through the power of forgiveness. And then also heard of for the first time in my life, heard of self-love. And beginning that process of learning how to love yourself and really get to know yourself and appreciate yourself. From self-love, everything good is born. Love is all-powerful. There's nothing stronger or greater than love. And I believe that we are meant to love ourselves and love others and, live from this state of love. So just by beginning to believe in yourself and love yourself, you can begin to realize your worth and value. You can begin to realize that you do deserve to live your best life and be happy and feel good now. And, from that desire, I wanted to feel happy and good more than I wanted anything else. So I was ready and willing to do whatever it took. And that did mean ending a really difficult relationship. I had to decide that I loved myself more and I was worth saving. And I couldn't save anyone else. And we know that, we can't save other people. We can help to encourage and support and inspire. But when it comes down to it, we're each responsible for ourselves. And so I had to realize that I was responsible for my life. And taking that self-responsibility is liberating. It's empowering. And beginning to love yourself and believe in yourself and believe that you do deserve the best life, to live your best life. And whatever situation or circumstances you're dealing with, if you can commit to yourself, to love yourself and take care of yourself first. And, you know, you can begin to do this in little ways. I began to use affirmations, which were, they felt so much better than all the negative self-talk in my head. And I think that's a struggle that so many deal with, is that negative self-talk. And, you know, it comes from so many different experiences over life that we can create this pattern of thought. And it doesn't feel good, and it's self-sabotaging, and it brings us down. So by changing the way we're thinking, if you can begin to pay attention to your self-talk, that would be a great first step. And begin to have a growth mindset and commit to a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset is like, this is just the way I am. This is just the way life is. And the growth mindset, you know, you can really open yourself up to grow and evolve through this experience of life. Mm-hmm. And from that part of my journey, I discovered the law of attraction teachings, and life got really exciting at this point.
Well, that's great advice. And maybe we'll get into affirmations a little bit more. I would think that there are a number of people listening before we get into the law of attraction, because I can't wait till we do that. But I bet there are people listening who say, I've tried positive thinking. I've tried doing affirmations. And whenever I say them, they don't feel honest. I don't believe them. Because they're starting out with a subconscious belief system of I'm not okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you do with that? Or what did you do with affirmations that maybe helped you get over the bridge? Because it sounds like as you've been talking, it sounds like your father dying was a huge trigger. It was kind of a wake up call of life.
Yeah.
And then you, over the next few months, you began to really examine and say, hey, I want to love myself. I want to be happy. And so I would venture to guess there are plenty of people with wake up calls, but they don't necessarily listen to the wake up call, which is key, you know, instead of going back to the same old, same old. Just realizing that wake up call is saying, hey, look here, this is not good. Look up. But sorry to go on a tangent, but yeah, how did you use affirmations in such a way that it didn't make you feel like, oh, I'm just doing positive thinking kind of thing?
Yeah. So it was an amazing book I was reading, You Can Heal Your Life. And in it, she was going through the processes of forgiveness and healing. And it was just what my soul needed. And at the end of every single one, she had affirmations that felt so much better than the way I'd been feeling. And I think I was like a dry sponge in the desert. At that point, where I just kind of soaked them in. And I think applying faith, it's an exercise of faith to say them and feel them and kind of claim the affirmations as your faith statement, or applying next level faith. And I had heard it taught to really feel the affirmations energetically and, you know, believing them to be your now reality. And again, I think it's a really important question for anyone to ask themselves is, what is it I want the most? What is most important to me? And when you're clear on what you really desire and how you want to feel, and there's so many ways to learn about all of this, so many resources with the internet that, you know, everything's right at your fingertips. And when you're clear on what you really want and how you want to feel, making that commitment to feed your spirit and feed your mind things that are positive, and exercise that faith. And maybe, you know, some affirmations are too far of a leap of faith. So you can start with some that just feel a little better and then a little better. And the same with the thought process, you know, the negative self-talk, that inner chatter going on. If you can just begin to catch those negative thoughts and choose thoughts that feel a little better and a little better, it can be life-changing.
Yeah, it's a process. Thank you. I'm going to take just a little, what I call a station break. I'm going to do a commercial. So don't go away. I'm right here and we're not changing screens. But I just want to say, you know, if you're a professional executive or entrepreneurial woman and you're dealing with stress overwhelm causing stress overeating and other bad habits that make life, frankly, hell, and I've been through it, I can help you bring your life back into balance and get control again. Stress burnout is a serious matter that affects your productivity, your relationships, and worse, your health. So stress is known to be the cause of 75% or more of doctor visits. And it stress costs, because when you are in stress burnout and you are getting sick, now you're missing work or you're spending money on medical solutions. So if you'd like to talk about your situation and get some coaching, email me at support@howtostopstressing.com. And if you can't remember support@howtostopstressing.com, you can also email contact nrshow@gmail.com. And again, that's contact nrshow@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to set up a complimentary rapid results strategy session with you. So we are back with Melissa Rodriguez, and we're talking about how she transformed her life and how you can transform your life. You're listening to the New Reality Show, and our Dr. Art, our dear Dr. Art, is traveling, so he is not with us tonight, but I am thrilled to have Melissa with us, and you are welcome to call in and ask her questions. If you need some advice on how you can turn your life around, you can also ask me questions. You'll dial toll-free 888-627-6008, or if you're outside the U.S., please call 1-323-744-4831. So, Melissa, thank you for your patience. We're back. We have to keep the lights on, so commercials are part of that. And it's not your usual commercial. It's All right. So let's get into the law of attraction and how you discovered it. I know this is the juiciest part for you.
Yes.
and what you manifested and how this changed your life. And when you're ready, I know you have a special gift for people. And I'm so thrilled that you're giving this away, because it is absolutely generous of you and wonderful, and will help people change their lives. So thank you for that. And our wonderful Don will put your link up, which he is doing right now. It's https://bit.ly/UREnuf. I know that's a little, it's really meant to be you are enough. Yeah. But look at the screen. If you can't remember that or haven't written it down, please just write me at contactnrshow@gmail.com, and I will get you the link for Melissa's wonderful gift, which is your book, Melissa. And the title of your book, can you, I have it here, but please tell us the title of your book.
Yes, I actually included a special bonus with it as well. Some audio sessions and an audio course that I recorded for, you know, really connecting within and starting the process to make those transformations from within. And the book is Becoming Abundantly You.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I know you're going to teach people right now with the law of attraction how they can become abundantly themselves. So please talk about how you discovered it and what you were able to do with your life as a result.
Yeah, this is my favorite thing to talk about. Super passionate because it definitely was like night and day transformation. I was going to the library and the next book I discovered was The Secret. And something about the cover just drew me. I chose, you know, books at random and each one was like it was written just to me, you know. So the power of when you ask those questions, the answers come. And as I began to read The Secret, in the very beginning, she says her father died suddenly. And again, it really resonated with me because I had just not too long before lost my father suddenly. And everything just made sense as I read the book. I finally understood what was happening in my life, why, and what I could do about it. And as I began to read, I began to apply everything I was learning in the way I was thinking and the way I was feeling and the different practices that they talk about doing. And the immediate benefit and result was that I was feeling so good. I was so excited for life. And, you know, prior I had been sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. And I was waking up excited for life and sleeping way less, excited to practice more and learn more about the teachings. And within about, I want to say 2 months, I actually manifested one of my actual greatest heart's desire, which was a loving partnership, and manifested my husband. And
yeah. Does he know you created him?
He knows I attracted him for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really an interesting story, actually. I had, you know, many people that are single and looking for love and partnership can go through so many of the same and common fears and negative thoughts around, you know, worry or fear that they'll never meet the right one, that they'll never meet someone that will love them for who they are and just as they are. And you know, there's so many other common fears that people can go through. And I had them all, you know, and I had so many worries and fears to sort through. But as I began to apply the teachings that I was learning in the book, and I began to just thank in advance for the perfect partner for me, and I made a list of everything I desired in a partner. And within, I think it was 2 months, we met, and right before I had a dream of a tall man with dark hair, and I couldn't see his face, but there was like a sweet energy in the dream. And when we met, when he walked into the room, the dream flashed in my mind, and I just knew it was him. It was really cool, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we've been married since 2011. and, you know, a wonderful life. I've really manifested my whole life, my dreams coming true. I began to just believe in a new way and expect good things. And, you know, it's a process and a journey of growth, and applying the teachings and living by them has really been the key. Just thinking in that new positive way, but also, you know, applying it in your spirit, the teachings. Mm-hmm. And I just began to see dream after dream come true. And I was just so excited for life. And what a difference to prior to the learning about the teachings.
Well, it's a really big difference. And if I remember, you told me that you and your husband created a successful restaurant. You know, you've now created this 184,000 member Facebook group. And tell us a little bit about that. And can anybody join?
Yeah, absolutely. The Law of Attraction and the Secret on Facebook, definitely open to anyone. It's a global community of people coming together in a space of positive energy. And what a gift and a blessing it has been. It really was an act of just passion and excitement. As I began to see all of my dreams coming true, I was just so excited that, you know, naturally when you know about something good and you're experiencing good, you want to share it with people. And I just thought everybody should know they have this power within to change their life completely. I had always dreamed of owning a small restaurant. I had, you know, pictured the small counter with stools and the picture window. And it was just like I had always imagined and dreamed. And again, that was another leap of faith. The inspired thought came and I just kind of stumbled upon it on first the business for sale on the internet. And you know, the opportunity was there. And honestly, I didn't have the money in the bank at the time, but I just believed it would come and it did. I asked my husband, can you cook?
He was the cook. Okay.
Yeah, he was actually a chef in the Navy. The most amazing cook, and actually taught me to cook. And yeah, it was such a blessing. What a beautiful town we were in. And everyone coming in was just so friendly. But even there, applying the teachings really was so powerful. As anyone that's ever had a business knows, you start a business and it takes time for it to grow. So for months I was, you know, watching cars go by and just kept saying it's all working out for me, and, you know, envisioning the success and believing and knowing that it was coming and that it was going to happen. And within 6 months we had, you know, a few people had come in and word had got out that the food was pretty good and I like to smile. And so they were coming in and we doubled and then tripled the business. And yeah, what a blessing. It was a lot of faith and, you know, passion and just showing up and really believing. Yeah. So it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I could tell so many stories. We'd be here all night of the amazing things, you know, random checks coming in the mail. One of my favorite affirmations I have to share. Money comes easily and often from new sources in abundance. And every time I would say that affirmation and just feel it, like let myself feel the excitement as if it was now. I started off with a job when I learned about this affirmation and one source of income. And saying this affirmation and feeling it in my spirit, every time I thought of it, I just felt so excited. And I began to open up to inspiration and take inspired action, and multiple streams of income is the result of believing in faith and taking that inspired action. So, you know, it really is so powerful when
it really Your story is so inspiring to people. And if you would like to ask a question of Melissa or of me, you're welcome to call in. The phone lines are open. You're listening to the New Reality Show with Dr. Art Emmerich and myself, Dr. Christina Winsey. And if you want to call in and talk to us, Dr. Art is not here tonight, but he will be again. You'll dial toll-free 1-888-627-6008. And if you're outside the United States, dial 1-323-744-4831. And Melissa, just a couple more questions, if I may, if you'll indulge me. What would you say is the most important piece of advice or recommendation you would give to someone who is just starting out with the law of attraction? Where should they start? And also, a sort of a second part of that question, what is the biggest pitfall that you find most people fall into when they're practicing the law of attraction? And before you answer that, I want to make sure we have time to show your book link. And so, Don, thank you for putting it on the screen. If you would like Melissa's complimentary book and audio course, Becoming Abundantly You, you can email me at contactnrshow@gmail.com. So that's contactnrshow@gmail.com, and I'll make sure to get you the link. If you're on the screen and you're looking at the screen, you can see the link right there. So, yes, Melissa, what is the most important piece of advice with someone just starting, and what are the biggest pitfalls that you find most people fall into when practicing the law of attraction?
So the law of attraction is the belief that positive or negative thoughts produce positive or negative life experiences. But it's not just the thoughts. And that's what trips a lot of people up. They think if they just hear little bits about it, that you can think it and the car will appear in your driveway, right? So it's more than just the thoughts. It's about what's actually happening within our being. Mind, body, and spirit connected in harmony brings harmony. And it brings harmony within, but also in our life experiences. And when we think in a positive way, and we're focused on thoughts and beliefs that feel good, we're going to feel good. And that's going to affect how we're showing up in our life, and the choices we're making, the energy we're putting out. And like attracts like. So if you're putting out that good energy and you're feeling good, then you're going to attract more to feel good about. I think love and gratitude are the highest frequency. They feel the best, and it's the most powerful point. If we can live and exist from a state of love and gratitude and feeling good, whatever you desire is possible. And, you know, the spirit is often left out of the equation. When we say mind, body, spirit, we're physical and living in a physical world, but we're also spiritual beings having this human experience. And connecting with the spirit and the divine source is such a powerful, powerful part of the process of living by the law of attraction teachings. And the spirit plays such a vital role in our experience of life. You know, when someone walks into a room with that high vibe energy, you feel it, right? Like, and you know, we've all been there where we're feeling low and not good, and you know how that energy feels. So everything's energy. Life is all about that energy exchange of giving and receiving, and ebb and flow, right? We breathe in, we breathe out, ebb and flow energy. And so starting with checking in with your thoughts and how you're feeling, and then asking yourself, how do you want to feel now?
And choosing. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's so important right now as people are dealing with the world situation.
Yeah.
You know, People are dealing with lockdowns, with health threats, with all kinds of craziness going on. So this is very key, because it's not, we're not talking, just as my old guru used to say, it's not just honey bunny boo. You know, it's not just this woo woo, be in love and everything will be fine. You know, that's not what we're talking about, is it?
No.
Yeah. So keep going, because you were bringing some really good stuff.
Thanks. I think, you know, so many live completely disconnected from what's actually happening inside. And I remember a time when I was living that way, completely disconnected. And, you know, I really feel like at this time in our world, it's a call to come home to ourselves. It's a call to come back to the basics and, you know, really reconnect with who we are, you know, and what we really desire, how we desire to feel. Everyone desires to feel good and happy, and this is possible. Living this life, you know, you don't have to go it alone. This is a really important part too. I started the group and it ended up being the biggest blessing to me, because it felt so good every day, and it still does. I'm still excited to check into the group and exchange energy with others. And as we give, we also receive. So, you know, it really is so important to connect with others on this path that have that mindset, that positive growth mindset, and exchange energy together. Because when you come together in that space, the energy just magnifies. And connecting with others in this space, you know, is so uplifting. So definitely everyone is welcome to join us in the Law of Attraction and the Secret Group. Today we actually just hit 185,000 members.
We're growing,
growing at about 1,000 members every couple of days now. So it's so exciting.
And so they would just go to Facebook and search for the Law of Attraction and the Secret.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so some of the common things that when people start out new to the Law of Attraction that can trip them up is, you know, again, going back to, it's not just you think it and it appears. It's about how we're feeling, the energy vibration, excuse me, that we're putting out. And I know many have started with the teachings and then decided, well, it didn't happen quick enough, this doesn't work, and they, you know, kind of give up too soon. The Law of Attraction is always working. We're always manifesting our life. So if I'm thinking and feeling good, most likely I'm experiencing more good situations, circumstances, and experiences. And if my focus shifts, I might manifest a headache instead or something that doesn't feel good. So whatever is happening within us is projected into our life experiences. And a powerful point is that the most powerful moment of your life is always the now moment. No matter what's going on, now is the most powerful time to shift your focus. And this is your point of attraction right now. And so, you know, giving, getting back to faith as well. Sometimes it takes exercising, you know, the faith and growing the faith level. You can start by manifesting you something you desire that's small, and that can help to build your faith to expect bigger and more that you desire.
So. Awesome. Well, we have unfortunately run out of time, but I want quickly for us to talk about that you're giving away your wonderful book and audio course. So please email contact.nrshow@gmail.com. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me tonight and for imparting this inspiring story of turning your life around. It really was wonderful having you on the show, and hopefully you'll come back sometime.
Yes, anytime. And thank you so much for having me. expecting great things for everyone that's tuning in and listening in.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week. Hopefully, Dr. Art will be with me, and we will have another guest, Zachary Herman, who also turned his life around from some confidence and personal issues that he is now successfully living a great life. So thank you, and good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider being a supporter. You can find that on our show page. Tune in every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/New Reality Show for announcements of upcoming topics and exciting guest interviews. Bye for now.